Our story begins at Murphy's Law, where Hannah and Ellie are talking at the bar.
I can't believe this.
I'm sorry, Hannah. I tried to talk Gus into holding a job for you, but they had to hire someone else.
Well, I understand. But I'm just not excited about the prospect of pounding the pavement again.
Did someone say something about pounding the pavement?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Charlie, hi.
Hello, Ellie. Let me guess. You must be Hannah.
Yes. And you are?
Charlie Dean.
Oh, so you're the infamous Charlie Dean.
I see Ellie has been talking about me.
Well, Ellie, and the newspaper. I remember reading a story about you last year. Something about a car fire?
Oh, Cupcake, you don't believe everything you read now, do you?
Sometimes.
Do you want a drink, Charlie?
No, I'm actually in a hurry. But I wanted to stop by to tell you that I'm hoping to close the deal to buy out TM Productions this week.
Wow, that's great.
That's where my brother-in-law, Mac, works.
Yeah, I know, Mac. It's the company I had to look at without Ellie because she bailed on me that day.
Hey, I didn't bail.
Save it. I'm willing to give you another chance. You seem to be open to the idea of coming to work for me before, so I'm hoping you're still interested.
Absolutely. Anything to get me out of waiting tables.
Good. I obviously haven't done an evaluation of the staff at TM yet, but I'm planning to bring in some of my own people. I can use you to help scout out some new talent. I want to expand this company with new and unique young artists. And, of course, getting involved in some quality projects.
Sounds like the perfect job for me.
Well, I know your passion to pursue a career in singing, so this at least puts you on the map.
I'm beginning to think that ship has sailed for me, at least in terms of any mainstream success.
I'll be in touch with the details once I finalize the purchase.
Thanks. Let me know.
And what about you?
Me?
Yeah. Weren't you saying something about pounding the pavement when I walked in?
Yes, I just returned from a trip and suddenly find myself unemployed. I had a job lined up here at Murphy's, but they gave it to someone else while I was away.
Sorry to hear that. What do you do?
Job-wise? Well, I've waited tables, ran errands for my boss at a shipping company down in Richmond. I worked in retail.
Beautiful. How would you like to be my personal assistant?
Personal assistant? What's that?
Okay, you don't know what a personal assistant is. Well, put it this way, Hannah. I can hire an executive administrator to help run my office, but I don't want to. And I'm not ashamed to admit that I've not exactly been the most reliable person in the past. So I need someone to keep me on track, help me make sure I'm where I'm supposed to be, and to help take care of all the little things that need to be taken care of.
Why would you offer that kind of job to me? I don't have any experience.
To hell with experience, Cupcake. I don't want to hire someone I don't know. Well, I don't really know you, but I get a good vibe from you. I need someone I can trust. If you're not interested, just say so.
No. I'm interested. Where do I sign up?
Can I reach you through Ellie?
Yes.
Good. I'll call you tomorrow to set up a meeting. We can talk about salary, responsibilities, etc. Sound good?
Yeah, it does. Sounds amazing.
Wonderful. See you around, ladies.
In his office at the Westside Hospital, Dr. Hunt is talking with Adriana.
How are you doing, Adriana? You don't seem like yourself since I got back.
Oh, I'm just great.
Is it me? Would you rather continue being Dr. Ramos?
Does it matter? It's not like I'm ever getting out of this place.
Well, why do you say that? I thought we were making good progress on your case.
So did I. But Dr. Ramos made it perfectly clear that I won't be getting out of Westside anytime soon.
Well, I've been looking over the files from your sessions this summer. It seems like you've recovered several new memories from your teen years. But there's still gaps there. From what I can tell, there are a couple of years that aren't accounted for at all.
Dr. Hunt, I know that you and Dr. Ramos believe that I have to remember every detail of my life in order to have a healthy life when I leave here, but I don't understand why. Maybe I'm better off not knowing what happened. Or better yet, maybe nothing happened, and my life was so boring, I just forgot about it.
I guess anything's possible, but Dr. Ramos and I both agree that more hypnosis is needed to fill in those gaps. We'd be remiss if anything happened to you when you left the hospital.
So, basically you're saying you think I will go out and run someone down again. It won't happen, Dr. Hunt. I promise you it won't.
Well, like I said, I know you've made progress. Let's stay on the course for a while longer. Can you buy into that?
Do I have a choice?
In the psych ward, Heidi and Zoe are having a conversation at the nurse's station.
Have you heard any news?
About what?
Oh, come on, Zoe, about the part-time job at the hospital.
Oh, that. Not yet. I believe Dr. Hunt is going to be involved in the decision now that he's back.
Dr. Hunt? He hasn't even been around all summer. What does he know about us?
I'm sure he's talked to Dr. Ramos and Nurse Grimm and the other nurses.
This is such a big opportunity. I think if we get this part-time job this fall, they will hire us for sure when our last semester is over.
You're probably right.
I think you have the advantage.
Me? Why?
Because you're older. They probably see you as more mature choice.
Well, I actually think being older works against me. I believe they see more potential in you because you are 10 years younger.
But you've had to work so hard to get back in school after taking time off.
You're right about that. There were times that I thought my dream of going to college and becoming a nurse were never going to happen. But I couldn't let myself give up.
I really admire that, Zoe.
Everyone has hardships in their life, Heidi. I'm sure you've had your share, too.
Yeah, I've had some family stuff. Pretty bad family stuff, actually. But luckily I was able to get a scholarship, or I never would have been able to pay for my tuition.
You see, you should be proud of yourself.
Thanks. But you deserve the job. I hope that you get it.
Heidi, I feel the same way about you. I hope they pick you. You really deserve it.
Well, whatever happens, we'll keep in touch, right?
Oh, definitely.
At the Malone apartment, Rex is visiting with Mac.
Mac, I can't believe how much Marty looks like you.
Really? That's what Raven says.
You must be so happy and relieved.
I can't even tell you. Getting Marty back is such a miracle, and I will be eternally grateful to Hannah and Todd for pursuing Mandy.
Have you found out any more details about Mandy and why she took Marty?
Well, she's still in New Zealand, and she's undergoing a complete psychological analysis. But this isn't the first time she's had issues. Apparently, she had a baby of her own, a daughter, who died after a few weeks, and she's been regularly seeing a therapist ever since.
And no one knew about this? Not even Matt?
Don't even get me started on the talented Everett Matthews.
Did something new happen?
Let's not talk about him, okay? Tell me how you are. Are you hanging in there with your mom and keeping up with work?
I'm trying, but speaking of my mom, that's another reason why I needed to talk to you. She's not been the same since your visit the other day.
What do you mean?
She's agitated, like something is on her mind.
Well, she did seem upset when I got there, but maybe it was something I said?
You just talked to her about Marty, right?
Yeah, but I also mentioned the fact that you were with Perry. That seemed to upset her for some reason. Do you have any idea why?
Well, she doesn't really like Perry, that's for sure.
I wonder why. I mean, I don't know him that well, but you and Raven and Hannah all seem to love him.
Is Perry right? Do you know about me and Perry, Mom? I don't know. You know my mother.
Gosh, Rex. I'm sorry if I upset her. I didn't mean to. I thought the news about Marty might make her feel better.
No, it did, I'm sure. I don't think this is about Perry. When I asked her what was wrong, I was able to get her to write the word nurse on a tablet for me. I think some nurses upset her.
What are you going to do about it?
I don't know. I know her regular nurses, and they all seem great.
Wait a minute. What about the nurse that was in her room when I got there that day?
Which one was that?
Well, it wasn't one of her regular nurses. She said she was a family friend.
A family friend? I have no idea who that could be.
You know, I saw her name on her name tag. It was something unusual.
Can you remember what it was?
Let me think. Grimm. Does that sound familiar to you?
Grimm? No. But I can check at the hospital to see if anyone knows who she is.
Do you think she upset your mother somehow?
I don't know. But I'm going to find this nurse, Grimm, and find out.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.